Welcome back. Ed Show number 40.
We're having a debate about this. Is this over the hill or is this middle-aged? I say it's middle-aged.
Maybe
it's over the hill to you.
It's but, yeah. Well, I'm not too far away there, but middle age works.
Nice.
Anyway, we got
episode
the
40.
Yeah, that's right. We got the news now, and we've got a few announcements. Starting off with the most IT pro-ish news announcement, we have a acquisition of StorSimple, and StorSimple is a company that helps you to do online backup and recovery. So, you know, have that cloud service to help you restore VMs, data, and we acquired them. And what a lot of people don't necessarily know is that we have an Azure online backup service that is in preview right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really trying to help, you know, move into more into this space, mm-hmm. Naturally, especially with the acquisition, shows our commitment to that, making it easy for you to do online backups, recoveries, and the like of all your servers and data.
Nice.
Yeah. And
the second item, I don't know,
yes.
I still say this is IT pro-ish, but yeah. It's more consumerish, obviously, because it is the first day that you can pre-order your Microsoft Surface.
That's right.
And I waited all of 15 minutes to get the wife acceptance factor level to a high enough level where I was allowed to go off and pick one up. So the wife is going to be getting a beautiful new Surface. We're going for the 64 gig version.
64 gig.
Blue keyboard. That's our order.
There you go. There you go. I think I'm going to go with the 32. I'm probably going to go blue keyboard as well.
Blue's nice.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm going to go with.
So in case you're interested, $499 gets you the 32 gigabyte, but
yep.
No keyboard. The $599 gets you, sorry, the $499 gets you the, that configuration.
Yeah.
$599 gets you the
64 with the touch, yeah, the keyboard with it. Yeah.
No, 32 with keyboard first. And
yes.
Then.
Yes, it's all on the website. You can check out the link.
$599 for 32 with keyboard, and then $699 for 64 with keyboard.
That's right.
That's
it is still,
trying to get to.
There you go. And it is still just the RT version
yes.
that we've announced. So not the pro version, which will allow you to run client Hyper-V and all the desktop apps and all that.
Yep.
But hey.
It does come with a preview version of Office 13,
yes,
which will be upgraded to the full version at point of availability. Over the store, so it's kind of cool.
That's right. Yeah, and speaking of which, since RT is available, that means one other big thing, that Windows 8 is now going to be generally available October 26th.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
So,
very soon.
So when you have that there, you want to make sure that you know that it's in the stores, it's available for you. You can also start pre-ordering your PCs now. If you have particular PCs, you
I noticed that at one of the major big box retailers that they had a couple of different Win 8 devices available for looking, you can only pre-order them. You can't actually walk away with them at this point in time.
Yeah, lots of new announcements on hardware that are out there.
Yep.
So form factors, touch, ultrabooks, slate convertibles, lots more options than some of our competition provides out there.
It's Christmas, man.
I know.
It's Christmas time.
That's right,
it's
holiday time.
The season
time.
Of PC giving.
That's right.
Another one is completely non-related to IT Pro Life, other than the fact that you might use this. I'm a big fan of this concept, which is the new Xbox Music Service was also announced today, to be able to go off and to have a subscription-based option or a streaming-based option, even ad-supported streaming-based option, to be able to go off and to get music from a variety of different devices, synchronized across your devices. Starts off in the Xbox, can also go to, in the future, Windows 8 PCs when they're really available, and also Windows 8 phone devices as well.
Yeah, so I'm a Zune Pass subscription holder.
Yep.
So it'll just be a new name, the same experience for me, except with additional benefits. I guess they've got now the combination of, you know, you can stream.
Services with benefits.
That's right. That's
nice.
Right. All of the goodness there on the Xbox Live.
There's even rumors there's going to be apps for other services as well. So.
That's right. We're starting.
Not to be confirmed or no announcements happening, but that's just what happens to be on the blog OSphere.
Starting at home and then spreading from there.
Now this is not a Surface that you have in front of you.
That's right.
It's a lowly Samsung, which is a beautiful little device. We got it up and working, which is good.
That's right. If you compare, to the diagram that's on the screen, it is thin and light, but some of you may have already been familiar with this Samsung Slate. But it will be, as you know already, the Surface is cheaper than this device, although this device does run full-blown Windows.
You
so, hence the desktop that I'm on right now.
I'm trying to throw you a bone to say, why do you have that here? Because what's your segment about? Coming up next.
What's up? Yes.
What's up next,
it's about managing Windows 8.
Ah, okay.
We've got a program manager in from System Center.
Cool.
So we'll be talking about how we can deploy Windows 8, some of the new enhancements around Configuration Manager 2012 SP1, how we keep the user in the center, and we can deploy applications to Windows and other devices.
Cool.
So, yeah, with that, here we go.
That's after the break.
All right, welcome back into the Edge Show, and today I am joined by John. And John, could you let everybody know a little bit about what you do at Microsoft?
Sure. John Vinsel. I'm a program manager on System Center Configuration Manager. I'm kind of responsible for a lot of the Windows 8 stuff that we got going in SP1.
Okay. Yeah, and so today I wanted to cover exactly that.
Cool.
Touching on, you know, this theme of consumerization of IT and how Microsoft is enabling a people-centric or a user-centric IT, because we know that users have more and more devices as time goes on, and we realize that people have a lot of different types of devices, not just Microsoft. And when you manage things, the old school way of doing things, right, is let's just manage a whole bunch of devices and people add more devices and let's do that. That's no longer the case now, right? And so what are some of the changes in Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 beta that's out that help out with this whole scenario?
Cool. Yeah, so same thing, right? You know, you think about the changing landscape and user-centric. There's a lot of things like, you know, I bring my own device to work. I want to be able to use it. You know, I like my big laptop like this thing, but, you know, sometimes I need a phone. Sometimes I need a Slate. They announced that Surface. Super excited to get my Surface. So,
yeah.
You know, we've enabled a lot of things to let an IT pro get the apps out to users and make them more productive, but still have a little bit of sense of governance in that, right? We just don't want to give access to everything. We want a little bit of control to make sure that you can, like, secure data, you know, access to information. So in System Center Configuration Manager 2012 SP1 beta, we've gone and added support for the Windows 8 apps. That allows us to go and deploy an app package across both Windows 8 x86 clients and Windows 8 Windows RT clients. So kind of enabling, you know, someone to go in and bring their own device to work, and then we can kind of offer up those apps to those users.
Yeah. So even though, let's say, the RT devices are not domain joined, we still have a way to push the apps out to them through ConfigMan.
Yeah, so we'll still be able to go. It's a Windows 8 app. We can offer it as an application, and we can make that available to our users.
Okay. So could you show us that in action?
Yeah. All right, so I got my Configuration Manager 2012 console here, SP1 console. I'm going to go and create an application. And as you can see here, it's our normal application wizard that we shipped in 2012 RTM. But we've added some features here. We take a look here. We've actually added things for iOS packages, Android packages, and the new Windows 8 app package.
Yeah, that's a big improvement. You got Mac OS X, you got Android, you got iOS, the old school Windows Mobile, you got Windows Phone. Apps, the app v5 and 4, so it's a testament to you guys continuing to improve the user-centric experience across a lot of different devices.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're looking to make sure that we can empower the IT pro to give access to data and apps for all their users.
Yeah. Okay, so if you did do an app X file, so it would be a Windows 8 app, then you just click a couple things through here, and then you've got now a Windows 8 app to deploy, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, I already have one created for you.
Okay.
So if we go over here, I already created a shopping experience app. I can go to my deployment types, and you'll see here shopping experience app, and then under technology, you'll see it's that Windows 8 app package.
Okay.
So I can go into the properties of the app package. And then you can see things like we set the requirement rules. So it's a Windows 8 package. We put rules on it. It's applicable to RT or any of our Windows 8 devices. So as an IT pro, I can make sure this is only offered to the devices that can use the app.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then if we want to deploy that, right, to users centrally, because now the app is just in the console, but if we wanted to deploy that to a set of users, how would we go and do that?
Oh, it's real easy. So I can just go ahead and select the application in the console. There's a button here, Deploy. And then the Deploy Wizard launches, and I actually just select a collection of users. So I might actually have some collections pre-built based off maybe business unit. Maybe I have all finance users I want to offer a finance app. You know, in this instance, I'm just going to grab all users because I want to make sure this app's available to everyone. Click Next. Just need to make sure I have content in my infrastructure so the devices can go connect and download the app. So go ahead and add that along the way. And then a few other options around, you know, just making it available. We're not going to do anything kind of required and force it on the end user because we really want to empower them. And then some user experience. We'll see some notifications that it's available.
Yeah.
And then just finish up the wizard.
What I'd like to do now is show the client experience to what we've just enabled in the System Center Configuration Manager console. We published an app to all users, and now I'm on a domain-joined enterprise client Windows 8 machine that's met all of the prerequisites to install a sideloaded Windows 8 application. I'm going to then log in to this machine. And then I've already brought up the Configuration Manager portal, as you can see in the web browser. I'm going to highlight the Windows 8 application that we published. Click Install. It says, yes, I'm sure I want to install it. It's then evaluating requirements that we've set up, any dependencies or requirements, making sure that it's met all of those, which it has. And then fairly quickly here, we're going to see that the application has been installed. So now we have the sideloaded Windows 8 application installed on this client machine. And I'm then going to go to the Start menu just to show you that it has been installed. Now, because this is a Windows 8 VM running on top of Windows 8 in client Hyper-V, I'm RDP'd into that VM. And I'm going to initiate the charms to go to the start of that VM. There you can see the shopping experience application that has been installed or sideloaded from our store. I'm going to open that up, and as you can see, it is a full-blown Windows 8 application. Now, I wanted to also see what are some of the other types of capabilities that we've added inside of Configuration Manager for Windows 8 to kind of help out with Windows
Definitely.
8 and the Enterprise. Yeah.
So lots of work. We spent a lot of time working with the Windows team. You know, as we look user-centric, one of the most important things to you is access to your data. So we actually spent some time with the Windows team, and we spent some time around building user data and profiles into the product, right? So Windows 8 has some optimizations for managing those user data and profile settings, and we just made it a first-class object in our console. So if we look back, we're back in our Configuration Manager console here, mm-hmm. and I'm under my ASIN and compliance, where you do any kind of settings management for managing systems. And we can just go here and create user data and profiles configuration item. So this is a set of settings. We want to go deploy to a user. And it's things like folder redirection, offline files, and roaming user profiles. So we can pick on a targeting basis or set them up just granularly how we want to manage these types of things. So I'm just going to go in here, and I'm just going to call this one test for the purpose of our demo. And I'm going to select folder redirection and offline files. We go here, we can actually see that I can make these settings available to you as a user when you're on your primary device or wherever you roam. So maybe I only want to keep your files and data local on your primary device, and then I can go create a separate setting for when you roam so that you can get data from a remote file share. So for this, I'm going to just say only on my primary device. And you can see there's a series of different things like my documents, music, videos that I can go and set, redirect local or redirect remote. So I can really manage the individual things about your user information and your data and access to that data for you.
Yeah, I think the big thing here, it seems like, is you're offering a lot more granularity of control for security inside the environment, right? Because with group policy, of course, you could set kind of apply it to all the machines, but now with the intelligence that you have inside of Configuration Manager, you know if a device is primary or not. You can make all those more advanced decisions, right, on what type of device is connecting, and based on that smart criteria to make a decision on what documents do you want to redirect or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
The device, right?
And above all that, trying to do it in a UI that's really usable and easy to kind of manipulate. So absolutely, we're just trying to find ways for IT pros to empower their users to be more productive and have access to everything they need.
And then, of course, be more secure too, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
So a few of the other things, I don't have great demos on the console for. We got a lot of these new Windows 8 devices coming out. You'll see things around like new power states and everything's kind of got 3G connections now. We've done some optimizations for being a management product that works better with these things, right? So I see you got a tablet over here, right? When you get these newer ones, like probably the Surface Pro, it's going to want to go to sleep a lot, and we're not going to want to keep waking that thing up to manage it. So there's things like working with the new sleep states and being a more efficient product and kind of taking advantage of making these new technologies work better. Additionally, I worked with the Windows 8 team, and we've made changes, or we worked with them on changes to bits, where we can detect when you're on a 3G connection. So I can go and set settings in my console that say, if you're roaming on a 3G card, don't give me a 2 gig office package. So last thing I want you to do is have like a $5,000 roaming charge
right.
when you're in Europe getting office.
That's so, right. Being considerate of our users and potentially if they have personal data plans on there, we don't want to have them in a bad state afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing we spent a ton of time on was just making Windows 8 easy to deploy. Right. Again, you're probably hearing a lot about new Windows 8 hardware. There's some new features coming out for enterprises to help you manage BitLocker better. What that resulted is some lower level hardware changes. Well, as an IT pro and you're deploying Windows, we don't want you to have to think about, was this a Windows 7 logoed machine? Was this a Windows 8 machine? Do I need to deploy it differently? So we've built an experience in the console or in our overall workflow so that we try to dynamically detect that and do that work for you. So whether you're deploying Windows 7 or Windows 8, it's the same experience and it's easy to deploy.
Okay. So could you show us a little bit in the console and maybe what that looks like?
Yeah. All right. So we're back in our Configuration Manager console again. And then we're going to go in here and we're going to go and create a new task sequence. So I just follow my Create Task Sequence wizard, something that we've had there since Configuration Manager 2007. We're going to follow the default wizard to install an existing image package. We'll go ahead and we'll pick our boot image. That's just something we use to lay down the Windows 8 image. For here, we'll just call this demo. From here, we're going to browse to our Windows image. We have our Windows 8 reference image. You're going to see a new option here that we've implemented, the ability to go and configure task sequence for use for BitLocker. Again, one of the changes we want to do is kind of make it real easy to deploy Windows 8 and not have to think about all the switches you have to do. So you check this, and we'll go and do the workflow that you need to enable BitLocker. What this also does is it keys in off a new feature for BitLocker, which is called data-only BitLocker. It basically takes that encryption time from hours to minutes. So it really takes securing that system and speeding up the overall encryption during deployment time a lot quicker.
And by default, when you check that, is that going to be the new type of encryption, or is it going to do the full disk encryption?
By default, we're going to go with the new type of encryption.
Okay.
It's just as secure, and it's just a lot faster to deploy.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, we're just going to go through the rest of the wizard here, and I'll point out the other changes we have along the way. Okay, when we get to our configure state migration, again, with Windows 7, we introduced a new feature called hard links. So when you're going from like Windows 7 to Windows 8, we're able to actually map the data on the drive without having to copy it to another drive and then copy it back, making more efficient backup and restores of the data. So probably when you went from XP to Windows 7 or XP to Vista, it might have taken like a couple hours to migrate your data back and forth and lay that new OS down. We're looking at 10 minutes to maybe 30, 40 minutes, depending on the amount of data you have. So again, we're looking at ways to enable that easy for you in the console. And then the rest of the wizard is just setting up your applications and your software updates.
Yeah, so it looks pretty familiar with people are used to the task sequences, just kind of some additional tweaks and additions to help people get their Windows 8 deployed in their environment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are some of the other things that we've enhanced with Configuration Manager to support Windows 8?
Okay, we added support for Windows to Go. I'm not sure if you've heard about this yet.
Of course. I got a Windows to Go stick.
Yeah, it's great. So we added support for you to provision and actually enable users to provision on their own. And then support for full management of a Windows to Go device. So you can put an agent on a Windows to Go device, target users, and users can roam and get their apps.
Okay, so let me just kind of recap. So user has a Windows to Go stick. They plug it into their own device. The Configuration Manager client that's running on there can detect that they've got a capable stick, and then they can install and configure that Windows to Go stick?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can target a Windows to Go deployment to you like we would Windows to 8. Then the user would plug in the stick. We would detect and present the plugged-in stick.
Great. All right. Okay, great. All right.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot.
All right, well, hopefully you enjoyed that interview with John. And, of course, if you want to listen to other episodes of The Edge Show or have ideas, feel free to comment on this post and send us tweets at TNEdge.
You got it. Or you can email us at edge@microsoft.com for any additional suggestions and comments. And as you mentioned down below, right down there, more than welcome to leave some comments coming back. And next episode is 41, dude.
41, that's right.
Nice.
Exciting times.
That's my birthday. We all got it. Thanks a lot for coming out, and we'll see you next time.